What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, 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 this article right here is a perfect representation of the HMT motto in action. Now, let me go ahead and lay the ground for this particular HMT with two simple words: humiliation ritual. Now, Darius M was the first content creator I ever heard use that term. And unfortunately, the modern relationship for men has become just that. And of course, I'm going to go into the history that led up to this particular term. Now, this article was sent to me by Jay White, and it was published on the 24th of February. Man accused of terminating his wife after quote unquote disrespecting him at a party. Gentlemen, you know women are infamous for trying to start things where there's a crowd, where they feel safe, where they feel like there's not going to be any retribution. However, as soon as they left that party, he decided, oh yeah, today's the day. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A Pennsylvania man has been charged with termination after he allegedly shot and offlined his wife in a car after she, quote unquote, disrespected him in front of others at a party. Jose Antonio Luna, 59, was arrested soon after the shooting Saturday evening in Rockledge, a suburb of Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Inquirer reported. Luna allegedly shot his wife, 48-year-old Alicet Schubert, multiple times inside of her silver Nissan Murano, ultimately offlining her, 6ABC reported. The married couple had been arguing as they drove home that night when Schubert, who was behind the wheel, told Luna to get out of the car and walk home, according to court documents obtained by the Inquirer. The sheer audacity and unmitigated gall of that woman to tell her husband to get out and walk, ultimately adding more fuel to the inferno that was about to be him putting on the mask. They then begin to wrestle over Schubert's purse, where she kept a .38 caliber revolver that was registered in her name, according to the affidavit. Luna got hold of the weapon and shot his wife once, prompting her to yell, "Oh my God!" and try to run away. Luna then shot her four more times, according to court documents. The accused later told investigators that Schubert had quote unquote disrespected him in front of others during the party they were at earlier. a Southeastern Pennsylvania Transit Authority bus driver came across the couple's car stalled in the road and then heard two or three gunshots. The driver watched Luna exit the car and opened the driver's side of the vehicle and said Schumper's body, quote unquote, slouched out of the car, according to the affidavit. The bus driver then watched Luna flee the scene. When police later caught him about a mile away, Luna put the gun to his head and pulled the trigger, but the gun was out of ammunition and did not go off, according to the affidavit. Luna was arrested without incident. After police located Schubert, she was taken to a nearby hospital suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. She was pronounced deceased at the hospital. According to the affidavit, Schubert had previously told a close friend that Luna was physically and mentally abusing her. Oh, yeah. You got to go ahead and make sure you lay that groundwork for after women actually put themselves in a bad position to where the man in their life does finally snap. Oh, she's the victim. Prosecutors also said that Luna had an extensive criminal history and had been arrested numerous times, for illegal entry into the U.S. and for re-entry after deportation. The Independent has contacted the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office for more information. Okay, if he's an illegal, how is he still married? You know what? That's not a conversation that I'm going to go into. In addition to first-degree termination, Luna was charged with third-degree termination and possessing an instrument of a crime. He's being held without bail at the Montgomery County Correctional Facility. He is due to have a preliminary hearing on March the 5th. Well. Now, gentlemen, let's take a look at the history from social media that eventually transformed modern relationships into humiliation rituals. All of these stupid challenges that men were more than, you know, willing to do with women that ultimately made them look stupid. Oh, women are so smart. Then you got the man like, yeah, oh, yeah. Why? Oh, that's right. Most of these challenges started with married men. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that married man being so afraid of the gun of the state, he decided to go along with his own humiliation. So, of course, that transferred down into girlfriends and boyfriends, and then eventual just friend-zoned guys. Yes, gentlemen, we are the architects of the humiliation ritual by simply going along with it out of fear of losing the woman. We got to admit, that's on us. If you know your woman is setting you up for a humiliation ritual, you should shut that shit down right then and there. And if she tries to hit you with the, oh, it's just a joke, you know, lighten up, you say, no, I don't play like that. What you're doing is disrespectful. And if she wants to press the issue after that, you simply do an about face, tell her it's over, walk out that damn door. Gentlemen, your own personal dignity should trump a woman's box. And that right there has been the key reason why so many men allowed themselves to participate in these humiliation rituals. fear of losing the box. But hey, gentlemen, hey, what more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in public. I got to give that a 5. Method of execution, the revolver of retribution. I'm going to give that a 15. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the scepter driver had to see the aftermath, so I'm going to give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, 38, 5, yeah, I'm going to give that a 30. So Jose, the lunatic Luna, gets a score of 100. Gentlemen, do not allow women to disrespect you. They're always going to try to make light of it. They're going to try to make it a joke. They're going to tell you you need to lighten up. No, You know, when she goes down that route and you accept it the first time, it's only going to get worse. Because obviously, she felt very comfortable disrespecting him in front of other people. So you know he had to accept disrespect in private, you know, in private quarters, behind closed marital doors. Oh, more than likely, since he was quote unquote illegal, that's probably another point of contention that she used to try to lord over him. But hey, no matter what the status of a man is, no matter what his position is in life, legal, illegal, from the broomstick pusher, the janitor, to a politician, no man is going to accept disrespect for a long time. And this is a clear-cut case of a man who said, nope, you've pushed me beyond my line. You've disrespected me in front of these people. I'm going to take care of business. And he did so. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there with a man in your life who think that you're going to continue to perform these humiliation rituals and disrespect your man in front of people and on social media, you better understand this. And I mean, you better understand this crystally damn clear. The social power you think you have in those situations will go out. Feminism and believing that, you know what? I can still use the Duluth model as a shield against him. That's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, when a man no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act. Up to and including dirt napping you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM. I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.